I like in illuminations. I like instant illumination. And I like these instant illuminations because they're lots of fun. One of them that happened just today was a letter, an email letter that I received from one of my students. A student that I had worked with in Africa, that I'd worked with in England, that I'd worked with here on campus just a few weeks ago. And that person wants to come back again because that person feels that, hey, they have struck gold. With these positive ideas, the positive thinking, with the positive attitude and the vibrations of peace and harmony and goodness here on the campus of the University of Healing, it's wonderful. And so, this person is coming back. And she says, it changed her life. She said she thought that she had risen into a higher level of consciousness in taking the courses and in doing the things that she's done. But she says she has only begun. And she has seen how she has taken away the shackles, the barriers, the attitudes that had torn her down in the past, and now is released into her higher level of consciousness of purity and illumination. Instant illumination happens to all of us. It happens to all of us when we want to let it happen. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Think about the instant illumination you would like. What sort of illumination would you like? Are you willing to pay the price for that illumination? Are you willing to give what it costs for that illumination? And what it costs for that illumination is your attitude, your attention, and all that you believe about yourself. When you can take your attitude and say, I know it works, then it works. If you can take your attention and say, this is interesting. I've been reading and studying now with Herb for the past 30 years, and it has just gotten more and more exciting all the time because new ideas were being brought up, new concepts were being brought up, new illuminations are sparkling through my mind, and it's wonderful. And like Ellen Jeremini was saying at the supper table tonight, she is the chairman of our board, and she said she had listened to my lectures in which I spoke about my son being injured, or possibly injured, by a fall. And I continually said, mark your home perfect, mark your home perfect, mark your home perfect. And she, as she was a beginning student with us, she became a little tired of hearing that, because I used it quite often, because it was still very, very fresh in my consciousness, and still is. And she heard it, and she heard it, and she heard it, and it became ingrained in her consciousness. And then she was called to the hospital with one of our students who was in terminal sickness with malaria. And the hospital was ready to write her off. They were going to call the priest in to give her the last rites and all those sort of things. And she said, no way. And she went up to our patient and our friend, our student, and said, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. The very thing that I had done with Mark. The very thing that she was tired of hearing. And she put it to work, and within a very short time, Ingeborg, who had been considered to be terminal and dying, made a turnaround, and she broke through it. And they did not expect her to live. There's no reason for it. She was too far gone in every way, but not for Ellen. For Ellen saw her through the eyes of her Christ consciousness and said, you're whole and perfect. And indeed, today she is whole and perfect, and she rose from that experience whole and perfect, and the term, I'm whole and perfect, became a very significant inspiration to Ellen and to everyone that we talk to. I'm whole and perfect. We can say those names, those words, those concepts, and let them be our clarion word, let them be our instrument for wholeness and purity and goodness, and all else fades away into nothingness. Try it. Whenever you're facing something that is giving you a hard time to make it make yourself be aware of the truth of the case. Just say, I'm home for it, I'm home for it. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, and watch it happen. I had another student that I often talked about, and he wanted to pass the examination for the stock brokerage. And I said to him, just say, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. Well, his son was listening around the corner, a 13-year-old kid, and he thought this was a lot of foolishness, but he said, hey, I'll give it a try tomorrow in my algebra test. So the father took his test, said, I know that I know that I know, and did excellent. Yes, he did, because he believed me. And he believed that those words were magic, and they are. Well, the boy in school, he said, I know that I know that I know, with a flippancy of youth. And he took the test and made 100%. Everyone was correct, except he did not put down how he achieved his answer, which in algebra is crucial. So the teacher called in the parent and said, your son is a cheat and a liar, because he's always been doing very poorly in algebra. Now all of a sudden he gets 100%. And he didn't write down how he got the answer, so he must have copied them somewhere. And so the father said, did anyone around him have the answers? No. Then how did he copy them? Well, the principal was called in, and he says, well, let's give the boy another test. This time, son, when you answer the questions, show us how you got to it. You know, write down what process you got to the answer. So the boy, again, flippantly said, I know that I know that I know, God only knows the answer. And he wrote down all of the test questions and all of the ways he arrived at the answer perfectly, and another 100%. And they thought, my God, this cannot be true. But you see, these are illuminating concepts that we put into our consciousness, and when we live by them, miracles happen to us. So just say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, all is in divine order, and watch the miracle of magic and wonder take place in your life. It's wonderful and it works and I love it, and you love it too. And I love you. I love you. I love you.